Hey folks, it's Stefano here with an audio boo for this February 27th. I mentioned something in an audio boo a little bit earlier today. As you can tell, I'm feeling a little bit better. And in fact, in my next audio boo, I plan on doing a few today. I don't know. I guess I just feel like talking. In my next audio boo, I'm going to explain what I'm doing to relieve a bit of my congestion. I warn you, it's not an audio boo for the faint of heart, but I do want to share it with people because I think it's important. And to me, it's been a godsend in terms of especially my sinuses. Anyway, I will get back to that in a minute. What this particular audio boo is about is the ongoing debate, I would say, between Star Wars and Star Trek. Now, half of you are probably up in arms saying, wait, there is no debate. Star Wars is better. Whereas the other side, mostly speaking Klingon, is saying, Gahotos. No, so something like that. But I don't really know Klingon. I just pretend to know Klingon. The only word I know in Klingon is the only word you need in life. Kapa, which is victory. So that's it. So, you know, and you could yell that in the middle of a meeting. You know, a corporate meeting. Kapla! And people look at you kind of strange, but hey, it's got a certain energy that you just cannot deny. Getting back to the other half will undoubtedly say, no, you've got it wrong. Star Trek is better. Personally, I like both for completely different reasons. Star Wars, to me, has always been an epic space opera. It's got hints of religion in it. George Lucas, when he wrote it, I think he has religious overtones in it. Some of you may deny this, and that's fine. I want to hear from you, either in a recording or just in a written comment. I'd love to hear what your opinions are on that. And Star Wars doesn't really delve into the society that is surrounding. Yes, it talks a lot about politics, with Queen Amidala and that whole thing in the Senate and everything that happens. But it really kind of hovers over the city, almost. Whereas to me, Star Trek, obviously, because the universe of Star Trek is a lot more. Encompasses a lot more shows, movies, so that they can delve much deeper into societal matters and things that are more closer to human-to-human relationships, beyond, you know, the primary emotions of love and hate and good and evil. There's a lot of gray zones in Star Trek, either the movies or the television shows. And each one of the television shows I found had its own offering, from the very first original series right through to Enterprise. Not my favorite of all the Star Trek shows, but it has its place in the Star Trek universe. And again, I like both for completely different reasons. I'd love to hear your cut on it. If you prefer one over the other, go right ahead. Present your arguments, and I'd love to hear it. Why am I raising this? I'll tell you why. I miss Star Trek. I saw J.J. Abrams' movie. I loved it. They did something in there. I'm not going to give it away. It might be a spoiler. They did something in there that at first I went, oh my God, what have they done? And then all of a sudden at the end I said, you know, that was brilliant. And it could spawn off a whole new show and a whole new series. And I don't think it'll ever happen the way The Next Generation did, and, you know, Voyager and Deep Space Nine and the interweaving of all those things. However, that's one of the main reasons why I started this audio boo. Hopefully it'll be a series on different things. Because I miss Star Trek. I miss having new shows, new movies. I just miss it. So this is one way to sort of bring it out into the light. Let me know what you think. Bye-bye. Have a great day.